Well then, welcome to my very, very first audio boo. This is quite exciting. Another media element to add into the mix. Basically, what I'm going to try and do is share some of my enthusiasm and passion for everything that's wild here in the UK and also globally. I always think it's quite important to actually hear what people are saying about the current state of affairs and what's actually happening on the ground here and what many people are trying to do to put it right. So hopefully I'm going to put some of my enthusiasm and passion across. I am quite known to get quite excited about stuff, and if I do, I can talk quite quickly, so I'm going to try and keep things calm and slowly so you can understand fully what I'm trying to portray. Today I find myself just within the boundary of the South Downs National Park, just behind where I live near Brighton. This is my local playground at the moment, which is absolutely fantastic, very, very lucky. Literally minutes from the door I can be on down by the coast, by the cliffs and the beach. And then going the other way, I'm into the national park, which you can't beat it really, it's fantastic. So what have I seen today? It's mainly been birds, birds, birds. If people who know me out there are listening to this, you know I'm not much of a birder. I'm definitely more of a mammal kind of guy. And obviously, I love my trees and the woodlands. So here I am today. What have I seen? So lots of small groups of starlings feeding on the grassland. That's absolutely great. Raptor-wise, lots of kestrels around today. Mainly hunting in the sort of more scrubby and rank grassland areas that the farmers have left. And I'm not actually in any sort of agricultural management. Other birds, lots of corvids, crows, and jackdaws mainly, and pigeons, all feeding on the stubble fields the farmers have left behind this winter. I can't really say enough about how important stubble fields are for overwintering birds here in the UK. It really, really, really is an important habitat for them to forage in. Obviously, they can pick up any spilled seed from the harvesting process, and obviously it affords access to the actual bare earth so they can get their bills in there and turn over the soil over small rocks and get to lots of the inverts and other prey items you can find there. So that's absolutely fantastic. There's been a single buzzard flying around as well. That's been really good to hear that mewing away. Obviously I've been based down in Devon the last 10 years, so I really, really miss those guys up in the sky. I'm going to keep this one quite short and sweet, mainly because I'm walking uphill at the moment, as you can probably tell by my breathing. And also, just to keep this a quick one, I also can talk until the cows come home, so they could be very, very long audio boos, so I need to actually focus on keeping them short and sweet, otherwise people will just get bored and just turn off. Okay, so hope this has come through okay, and no doubt speak to you soon. Okay, cheers.